from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wednesday, middle of the week. Good morning. We are one step closer to the return of the NFL. Dan Campbell will be on the show today, Lions head coach. Sharon Moore, Michigan's head coach, as well on today's show. Excited. This hour, John's Power Surge, NFL rankings as we kick off the season. Who's in? Who's out? We'll get to it bottom of the hour. A Lions Super Bowl question this hour. A lot to get to. John, I got to talk about how one NFL player may ruin my friendship with Mike Valeni. There is a lot to discuss today. Good morning.
That's all it takes.
Wait till you hear the story. John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. How are we doing on a Wednesday?
Good. I mean, we are one sleep away from the NFL season. We're getting closer to a great college football weekend. And how about this? Talk about the NFL. Last week, it was college football. No secret. And now this week, it's Thursday night. It's Friday, NFL. Saturday, college football all day long. And then Sunday, the official first day of, you know, all games all day. And then Monday night that, I don't know about you guys, but I know I'll be able to watch.
Me too.
But if you with DirecTV across the nation.
Why are you laughing, John? There are people who are mad about this.
Oh, I'm sure they are, as they should be.
Make alternate plans. Do that. What's the thing? You sign up for the streaming service and make sure you remind yourself to cancel it later. I mean, there's workarounds.
Find a friend.
Or, as we talked about with the Tigers, some people have some pirated means as well that I'm sure will be using.
I wonder
if
you could jailbreak something.
That's what you call it?
Yeah. Jailbreaking. Yeah. Jailbreak.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's totally legal.
Sure. Yeah. No problem. You could do it. Yeah.
It's easy. You just jailbreak it.
Right. Yeah. Here's the 12-step process. Okay. Thank you.
But I love the layout. Thursday night, Friday night this year.
Oh, I know. Yes. Overseas.
Brazil. I know there's some issues there, but it's football on our TV on Friday night.
Some issues.
But not for you and me on our couch. Yeah. Football on Friday.
Happy it's the Packers.
Sure. You hear stories like, hey, don't bring your family. Why are they playing this game? Either way, Friday night, Saturday we have...
They boo kids there. It's encouraged.
Just waiting for that. Saturday, I would tell you this is not a great Saturday for college football, but you get the marquee Michigan-Texas game. And then if you're feeling a little like, we haven't got our full football fix, the NFL comes with a thunderous roar and the Lions play on Sunday night. It's a beautiful thing.
It's an exciting time of year. It's an exciting time to be alive.
Can I go backwards?
Sure.
30 seconds ago, you said Brazil is overseas. And I think this is one of those things with what's the right answer? I do. Like
it's
those things
not
that come
overseas.
Up that, you can drive there.
I mean,
you can drive to Canada, but technically it's
different parts.
Sure, it is. It's across the river.
Canada's not overseas.
overseas is.
I understand that.
Normally. See, and this is why there's not a right answer to this. In my perspective, Europe, Asia, you know, Japan,
Africa,
Australia, right. Africa,
Antarctica.
Okay,
I think this
most
is, John,
likely it's overseas because there's no way in hell I'm driving all the way to Brazil and South America.
How far of a drive is it?
Hail to the victors through all.
I don't know. Yeah, put it on Google
Rio
Maps. There,
Rio de Janeiro. We'll get this. Give me a second to load.
But it is. It's one of those things, isn't it? Like you see what I'm saying. I'm not calling you out. I don't know if there's a right answer. In the world of slang, it's kind of like a Seinfeld type thing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think that was going to spark a debate this morning. I do
just when
understand.
You said it, it didn't seem right to me.
Didn't seem
that's
right.
Just my...
I'm not driving there. So, I mean, it's, and I mean, like, I don't really want to drive to California, but I know I can.
Do you, so how about this Twitter poll? Do you consider Brazil overseas?
Sure. Why not? Something we can keep in the background, update yeah. throughout the
what's,
show.
What's the driving distance?
I can't get the driving distance.
See, it's overseas. Even well, Siri agrees.
Well, this claims, and this, okay, these are flights. Flights, it's like 15 hours. I need to get a drive.
it literally won't.
Well, it just reverts me back to my current location, which is not helpful. Rio. No. If one of you wants to try it on your phone.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do the point to point. Like, we'll have to, okay, drive to some point in Mexico, some point.
And add them
up. But I imagine there's a bridge over the Panama Canal, right? I mean, that's really your only place where you would have an issue, potentially.
Well, I got to believe that I have no freaking idea, nor do I care, but I gotta believe when they created the canal, they didn't separate the two continents without having a place to drive. I don't know.
It's 4,000 miles.
4,000 miles is, but is that as the crow flies? It's not as driving, because,
well, the miles are the miles, right? The
no
factual
the driving
distance.
Miles would be way
well,
the,
yes way more
right, yeah
yes. Heather's like, why did you say that?
What is Bronner's?
Yeah. You would start by going, you wouldn't go through Ohio because you could go through Indiana.
Okay, right? Tom,
I'm not going to start that trip off by having to go through that state.
I think Heather put it best. Who cares? It's a poll question. If you'd like to play along, maybe in a break we find a way to calculate this for you. If you're really curious, the NFL will kick off this week. That was the point. Quick note on the Tigers, John. They didn't play last night, but I think people are keeping an eye on just how close things are. You heard in the update from Chris Villar, Royals have dropped 7
oh, I know.
Straight games, meaning the Tigers picked up a half game. They are 4.5 out.
I don't even know. It is what it is. This is about the only thing I can say about it, because when you look at all of the teams that are ahead of them, and I'm not even going to talk about the Yankees because they're like 10 games ahead of where the Tigers are. But the Twins were at the cut line. They're one above, and now Kansas City is right there. And Detroit is technically next in, 4.5 back. They have a head-to-head with the Royals. And we were doing this little game. Who do the Royals have in the next 6 games? I don't remember what we had talked about.
The Twins, of course.
Yeah, the Twins. So, you know, whoever wins in that series, whoever wins game one, we should be rooting for to sweep the series, because both of them are right there. Obviously, it would be easier for Kansas City to get swept because they're closer. Minnesota is one game further away. But you could wake up after a great football weekend Tuesday morning and the Tigers are literally 2 back of the cut line. Now, that's if all goes right.
Tigers still have to play the Padres a couple times this week.
Right, yes. And the A's, who you know, nobody's looking at the A's as a huge threat, but the Tigers have not, you know, historically done well with the A's. So, yeah, I mean, that's where it's at. And it you know, It's exciting if you want it to be. It's also kind of annoying that they're not able to win when you have such a great opportunity, because whether it was Yankees, Twins, Royals, Tigers, Red Sox, Mariners, everybody in that wild card race has lost.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants to win this.
Right.
It's a little bit like, and people have made the comparison too,
no,
the hockey season.
It's not at all like it.
Where nobody wanted to win at the end, right?
Well, yeah, okay. In regards to that, sure. We're not necessarily at the end yet. We're getting close.
No,
but
and it's also different because the Tigers are fighting uphill, whereas the Red Wings were falling down.
We're rolling down.
Picking up speed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, one Google search says, you can drive all the way to Panama. However, you will face a hard stop and have to take a ferry because Colombia and Panama do not have any roads connecting them.
Overseas!
There's something I never heard of, too, in between North and South America. It's called the Darien Gap. And it's like, it is regarded as one of the most treacherous, dangerous parts of the entire world. And basically, this explanation says there is and I know this is going to cause a dispute on ticket tests. There is one land bridge, but I don't believe you would be able to use a vehicle.
Oh, so you'd have to like...
Yeah.
You have to get out and take your...
Take a walk, a hike. Like,
your donkey?
Sounds like where the Predator is at, an original Predator, but they're at region of the world.
So you ditch your car, and then what, you have to like rent a car in Central South America to finish this job? Yeah. You probably just take a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, overseas.
Sorry.
I think we have narrowed it down.
Do you feel like vindicated? This was kind of a weird sidestep for the show. Do you feel vindicated in all this? Because you were first on your heels. I really thought we had you, that it wasn't overseas.
I wasn't trying to bully you.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Segue.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a bully later.
Okay.
Costa got bullied last week.
Coming up next, Mike Valeni, our friendship is at stake over one NFL player. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.